This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use code 199NUTS for $1.99.com. Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 179.
179.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, the MMA show by MMA fans for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Cheers to that. It's snowing in Chicago.
How many inches?
I don't know. At least two or three already. On my way over, I was fucking slipping, sliding. It's going to be ridiculous trying to get out of here.
SWC.
SWC. Snow with... What?
Small white cock.
Oh. Okay.
What? You can't start a show saying.
Drink to that.
Small white cock.
Instead of big black cock, small white cock.
Yes. Okay. The best kind. Which one?
Okay.
What else is going on?
Well, Paul Walker passed.
Fuck it. I'm going to say it. And what's with all this? Was this just... I don't mean to be insensitive here. But what's with all the fucking Fast and Furious 6
logoage,
signage all over the octagon? Was this just weird coincidence, or is this a marketing ploy?
I'm not sure. But Nelson Mandela died, too. Do you think that was weird coincidence or a marketing ploy?
I think it was a marketing ploy. He was 95.
I'm torn on that guy. I don't know. He was such a ruthless guy earlier in his life, and... Sometimes I know, like, you got to fight crazy with crazy, so I'm not sure if I'm one to judge about some of the shit he did in his life.
Toronto, what is he, the mayor from Toronto? Oh, yeah.
That guy's a gem. But it's hard for me, but, you know, he also did a lot of good things, so it's like, I don't know, I guess we'll give him a pass. Who am I to judge?
I don't know the whole story. I know he did 27 years in jail. But...
Crazy, in an 8x8 cell. Imagine that.
It's like a dorm room.
Yeah, and, you know.
Less the amenities.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So, but in either case, you know, he did a lot of good. But I feel like maybe Paul Walker got more media coverage than Mandela did. And it was kind of strange. It was like a big deal. But I don't want to be insensitive, but I could care fucking less if Paul Walker crashes and dies. Dumbass is driving a fucking Porsche around in the streets and smashes him and his buddy, I should say, smashed it into whatever, a pole or something, and the thing blew up. Porsches have the gas tank in the front of the car. I don't know if you know that. Because it's a rear-engine vehicle.
No.
So the gas tank's in the front. So, of course, they collided. Well, that's weird. Big collapse.
And it just blew out everybody's speakers. Way to go.
It went poof. There's video online. So, of course, it's tragic. But at the same time, it's really ironic. Guy makes all these crazy, shitty car movies. And then he blows up in a car.
But I think if that's the way you want to go, that's the way you want to go.
I know.
Die doing something you love.
That's right. And like he was a big jiu-jitsu guy. He had a brown belt in jiu-jitsu. Props to that. So seemed like a cool dude. Sucks, but what are you going to do, you know?
I don't know. Just don't mention him every day.
Right.
Like the news. Just
constantly.
People come and go.
They do, unfortunately.
Life is short. Live strong.
Die harder.
Yes. Die twice as hard. I don't know. With a raging heart on. That's how I want to go, Ingo.
Okay.
Coked up. Vicodin. No, I don't want to. No.
A little ether?
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever. Does it smell funny?
It does. I've never tried it, but I hear it does.
All right. We got any news? Let's get some news going.
You go first.
UFC raises the pay-per-view cost by $5, Ingo.
Bullshit. Is that permanent or is it just for the one card?
Well, it sounds like it's going to be permanent. How can you raise it just for a card? Because the point is, if you're going to raise it on a good card, then you need to lower it on shitty cards. Yes?
True.
No?
I agree. I concur.
But I don't even know what the price is now. So was that pushing
69?
The,
59?
The HD to...
69, I think.
Well, it was $54.99 for the HD right now. Because I guess it depends who your provider is. Because I think some may charge a little bit more, but... I want to say Comcast was $54.99, so now it's $59.99.
Correct.
Fuck. If you're the average guy and don't like going out to fucking go to the Buffalo Wild Wings where you have the number one service, or not number one service, but you know what that is. I just find it hard to keep pushing up the price. I understand you're getting a ton of free content, and you had a great card this weekend, but you have to draw a line somewhere. I thought we were at that point. The challenge, I guess, if you're the UFC, is how much does the fucking pay-per-view company take? Because it could be as high as 50%. So I understand it from a business standpoint, but I don't understand it from a fan standpoint.
Business. It's all about the business, man.
Well, maybe that's why it leads into this digital network that they're also talking about, because you could price your pay-per-view at a point higher, so you're forcing people into this digital network, which maybe you're coming in at $49.95.
They should have an app for the Xbox, motherfuckers.
Didn't they? They used to, but
not
they didn't.
The Xbox One.
They didn't fully support it. Like, you could do a shit ton more. I wouldn't mind seeing it on there. It's a lot easier to access than on your fucking computer, right?
With like 24 different camera angles.
Yeah, I want to be able to search out my fighter.
I want to see Greg Jackson's balls when he's talking to his fighters.
Yeah, I want to be able to see if they're shaved or not. Does he paint them like toenails?
The ball cam.
Greg Jackson's
ball cam.
That'd be awesome.
Camera inside of his prostate.
His bean bag. They stick it in his ass. It comes out a follicle.
He shits gold nuggets because he's just Greg Jackson.
That's right.
It's all good. No, I like it. You know, we'll be just subscribing to that digital fucking bullshit, whatever it is.
Fuck yeah.
All about that. It's all good.
I'd like to be able to see past fights.
Oh, yeah.
They
kind of did that before, right? With their UFC thing.
The UFC TV thing.
It was kind of like,
and what happened to the YouTube thing? That kind of came and went like, oh, this is going to be great. I think maybe they're just trying to transition everything to something else that can give them a revenue stream. But
sure. About the rev share.
Yeah, see how it's going to work out. I just want a way to be able to see old fights and not have to pay $2 a fight. Just, I'll pay you a monthly fee. I'll type in a fighter's name. Let me see all his fights. And if you want to give me every single fucking camera angle and the corner, I'd like to hear the corners in, you know. You don't always get to hear that unedited.
And depends.
We're going to show this corner for this round, this corner for this round. If you're on TV, we might just put you off in the corner and put the commercial here.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Okay.
Remains to be seen. Go ahead.
Big fight announcement.
Go.
Damian Maia, Rory McDonald. I'm a bit torn on this one. Comprito Facebooked me on the shit, and I'm like, that is a tough fight for Damian. I don't know how I feel about that. But okay, we're going to see how that shit goes down. I don't think he put his best foot forward in his last fight. And
he's
going to
come out with a vengeance in his next one.
I think that's going to be rough for Damian, but we shall see. Interesting. And, of course, we have an announcement for this card coming up where our friend and also someone who came on the show, Matt Brown, herniated discs, multiples, apparently.
Yeah, it sucks.
Sorry, man.
Here's the first time, you know, Matt has always had his opponents pull out with a fucking injury. And I don't know, I think he's the guy that's had the most people pull out of fights for him and then accepted fights on short notice against some other replacement. Mm-hmm. Now he finally gets a top 10. You know, he's in the top 10. And now he gets to fight a top fighter and fuck.
That would have been epic, too. Those guys who don't want to fuck around on the ground.
No,
they just want to stand
and
bang and
fucking trade it out. And whatever happens, happens. If it goes to the ground, it would be Matt Brown's dominant wrestling because he said he can beat GSP, and it'll remain to
you
be
could.
Seen.
But it sounds like they don't have a replacement, so Condit is also not on this card any longer.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think maybe they should just keep that fight and do it again at a later date. Yeah.
Okay, with that. Fine, depends how Condit is and how his wife is.
That's a good point.
Probably doesn't want to wait.
It's like,
need that money.
You got to fight, baby. So, what else you got?
Hector Lombard versus Jake Shields, too.
Interesting.
Also.
Two?
No, also.
Okay.
Not
I was
two.
Like, wait, they fought before?
But fuck. Barely.
Lombard, that is a tough call. Is that a 170 or 185?
It should be a 70.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Let's see what happens. I think I'm one of that fight. And then this other thing, Dana White was saying, if Anderson Silva wins at UFC 168 against Chris Weidman, that he's going to make a boxing match with Anderson Silva and Roy Jones Jr.
What?
Do you actually believe that'll happen, though?
No. It's hype to sell the fight. he will say anything to sell that Silva-Weidman rematch. And I believe Roy Jones Jr. is off training in Russia or fighting or something. What is he doing?
I have no idea.
So he's taking a fight in Russia or some bullshit.
No. But how many times did you hear Dana White talk about a super fight? Oh, GSP versus Anderson Silva. I'm going to fucking make it happen. Fucking Anderson Silva, John Jones, or any super fight, any combination of the three.
It's not going to happen.
I heard about this shit for like 4 years. And
correct.
What happened? Nothing. Never going to happen. I don't believe this one will happen either. It's like the Tito Ortiz Rampage Jackson fight.
That could still happen.
Another fight that people want to see and go.
Dude, speaking of which, there's rumors that Bellator is bankrupt. Did you hear this?
No.
There are rumors going around the last few days that Bellator is at below zero right now. They have no money, and they may have serious trouble trying to fucking keep the shit going. Even though they have the Viacom dollar behind them, I think there's talk that they're bleeding cash, and Viacom's like, we don't, you know, we're done. It's the end of the year. It's been about a year, right, roughly?
Probably,
something like that.
Because I want to say it was probably January of 2013.
Yeah,
when Bellator finally got on there.
Yeah, so it remains to be seen, but wouldn't surprise me. Just because you have billions of dollars in your back pocket doesn't mean you want to spend them all. So, you know,
no, there's a leash.
Yes.
And some people have a short one. Some people have a long one. I'm guessing they have a short one.
Yeah, they just let their champion go. You know, Ben Askren, and you know,
that's a good point.
It's all strange to me.
Is that a financial cut, even though...
Maybe they had to do it because he had the highest contract.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
It's very strange. And, you know, I have a theory about this. Oh. Because Dana's been talking so bad about Ben. I feel like, for him, what he wants to see Ben do is go off and win at one of these other organizations and build his brand up, you know, to a point where people recognize him more, and then he'll bring him over to the UFC. So he'll let another organization spend that money, that in-between money.
The building?
Yeah. Because I feel like coming out of Bellator, people don't really know who he is. And if they do, they find him slightly boring, whatever. So if he can go in and, like, beat the John Fitches or beat, you know, guys that have been around a while and just kind of take care of business for like, a year, they'll come into the UFC. They'll pay him a little bit more, but it won't be as much as they would have paid him if they had brought him up.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because the guy deserves a shot in the UFC. I as much as I can't stand him, I want to see what happens, you know? Put him in there against somebody that is a good wrestler.
Him and GSP. That's what you want, huh?
Maybe not, dude. I think George would destroy him.
Probably.
Yeah. But
it depends.
I wouldn't mind seeing
slipping. George
is slipping.
He's slipping.
You see the aliens, okay?
And there's no talk of what's going to happen with him yet.
I'm
so
crazy.
We still don't know. Is this guy fucking on vacation?
Yeah,
is he catching rays, banging chicks?
What's probably banging on? Lots of black women. He likes the black ladies.
Or he's taking it from the aliens.
Yes. Anal probing.
That's how you lose time right here.
Abduct me now. I'll take it.
I'd like to be abducted.
Sure.
Mm.
Why not? Any other news?
Nope.
That's it?
Nope.
All right. Let's recap this UFC in fucking Australia.
I forgot to put a slide in for
slide
that.
Up.
No.
What was it? UFC on FX1?
You have Fight Night 33 recap. I have scores. Okay. I was 6-5. Ingo was 2-9. Magic 8-Ball was 6-5.
Ouch.
So overall, 201 and 128. Ingo is 182 and 147. The Magic 8-Ball is tied with me at 201 and 128. That's 61.1%.
It hurts. 2-9.
I have to say that loud.
It's painful.
I triple-checked that one.
I was like, wow.
Sorry.
What was that? The Shogun fight is the one I got right?
In like one of those early pie fights.
Yeah. Terrible. What was your thought on this card?
It was pretty solid from what I saw.
Yeah.
And what was the deal with every time that ref got mentioned? And now the ref tonight, Steve Percival.
They were booing him.
Boo, motherfucker. What did he do early on? Did I miss something?
I
didn't hear it.
But he was also the main event ref, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was involved in a lot of fights. But he got booed every time. He smiled, too, with the shitting grin. Like he did something.
I don't know what the deal was. I tried to Google that, and I couldn't find it. There must
so if you know, someone let us know.
Adi, 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 adi.
Maybe he said that wrong. Or
who knows?
Percival.
Aussie, Adi, Adis, Aussie, whatever the fuck. I don't know what it means.
Someone
fucking crazy Australians. You guys are all bananas.
Straight up. I
nuts.
Like it like that.
Yeah.
Fucking Kiwi.
Crazy people.
What? So which fight you want to talk about? The Let's start with the Pat Berry.
Oh,
Soapoletic.
No, please.
What happened?
What happened was is a fucking like 80-pound weight difference or something. It's crazy.
You mean Berry has a solid ground game and it would work better if he was matched against someone closer to his weight class?
No, because you know what?
What?
What's he going to do when he's got one arm trapped, a fucking 200 guy that's 50 pounds heavier on top of him raining crazy punches? Nothing. He's going to do whatever he did. He's going to, you know, flop around like a fish and hope he doesn't get KO'd. Well, unfortunately, he did. And he never really got a chance to do anything in that fight, you know? Palele had the good game plan. He was going to throw him up against the cage and just take him down.
Yeah, he wasn't fucking around. He's like, I know where I'm going to beat you, and I'm going to put you here.
Yep, and it worked. But Pat made a critical error. I think he...
What's the critical
error?
Well,
he had him in, like, half guard, and then he let Palele pass the full mount, which is, like, is a hip problem. Like, he didn't quite do the thing. Like, you can't let that shit happen. You can't let a huge guy fucking mount your ass, like, especially if you got half guard.
Let a huge guy mount your ass.
Exactly.
Probably not.
No,
it can't be good for anybody involved unless you're
but
a huge guy.
He should have closed up that half guard and just stayed there. I know that wasn't exactly a ideal position, but it was much better than full mount. So I don't know. I'd be interested to see what Caprito has to say about it. I never thought Pat's ground game was that great, and I think it's proved, you know, time and time again.
Well, he claims he's got one, but it just seems the ground is kryptonite. And
it is.
You can't keep the fight standing long enough, so
no.
You can't showcase anything. And I think, I'll say it right here, I think Pat Berry should go to Glory Kickboxing. I think that's a home for him, man.
That would be amazing. For sure.
Because his striking is on point if he can stay on point.
Yep.
And establish leg kicks and go back to a leg kick-based striking game, but you can't do that in these fights because he's gonna get taken down.
No, and he's always a good sport. I mean, there was a
seems
post,
like a hell of a guy.
He seems like an awesome guy. There was a post on the Underground I read was like, "What was Palele saying?" Did you read this?
Mm-mm.
What was Palele saying to Pat Berry while he was mounted? And it was like a general question, and a couple people that said some shit and whatever. And then Pat chimes in like, "What?" Halfway down the page, he's like, "Well, he was asking me about what kind of conditioner I used in my hair because he was saying it smells good." Like, he's like able to joke about this shit after the fact, because even though he got knocked the fuck out on national TV, he seems like such a nice guy. And I don't know what it is. Maybe he just—I mean, there seems to be money in Glory. Some of these paychecks that I'm seeing, maybe even more so than he can make in the UFC. I don't know. So,
and you might do a hell of a lot better if you're not.
Yeah.
Three-minute rounds.
I'd like
to
see him versus like Rico
Verhoeven
or like, you know, Saki or somebody like that. Him and Saki? Fuck yeah. I'll watch that shit.
Well, yeah.
Exciting guys. It'd be interesting to see. But I don't know. You know, I'm not Pat. I don't know. Seems like a nice guy.
I don't know what his record is now. He's almost like at the 500 mark.
8-8 or something.
Yeah.
I think it was 6-8 and 6 or 8-7.
Well, that's how Mark Hunt was for a while. And then he went on tear, but.
Pat's just too small. He's too small in this in this division of guys who are. He doesn't have a. I don't think he has a major weapon anymore. That like when he came in, he was chopping guys with that leg kick.
Mm-hmm.
People are aware of that now, and you know, and he's not as aggressive with it as he was. Was it the fucking Netherland guy that he was just? What's his name? He retired. You know who I'm talking about? The big guy. He was just chop him down.
No,
you don't remember?
I don't remember. was, my memory is fucked. But that, that used to be his biggest weapon, and you could chop people down and break them like that. We have the internet, but
we have the internet.
It actually works today. But does this raise the point for, do you break up the middleweight, or not the middleweight, but you break up the heavyweight?
Yeah.
Do you do some sort of a cruiserweight or somewhere in between?
205 to 235.
It's something, and then you have 235 plus.
Yeah. I'm fine. I'm
because
good with that.
You have enough people cutting down to get to 265, and
easily.
Bigfoot comes into mind, Palele comes into mind.
Yeah.
You could have a bunch of other guys. Why do we need to have
Jane Garvin?
Yeah, all
if you're
going to
be that
fucking
big, you know, whatever. Just eat whatever you want.
Right. Don't let them cut, especially in a heavyweight. They shouldn't be cutting weight.
Nah.
Just let them be who they are.
Yeah.
They don't need any more problems with cardio.
Nah, just let them do their thing. I'm
exactly.
all for it. I don't know. You could even set a 325 weight limit, whatever, but make it something ridiculous.
I want an open weight. Okay, I want old school.
BJ Penn versus Brock Lesnar.
It's fine.
Where's Weinstein been, by the way? Fucking.
I don't know. I think
did he drink himself to death?
He's drunk himself retarded.
He was like, He watches like One Republic now, or what the fuck, One Direction? What's that big band that's on?
Who?
You know what I'm talking
Did
about.
Did they sing the Fox song? I just heard the Fox song
no.
today.
Don't
I said,
even.
This
no.
is the worst it's, fucking
what the,
song.
What does the Fox say?
Yeah.
How does the Fox
this
go?
This is the worst
go?
Fucking song I've ever heard, bar none.
Ding, 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 ding.
It's
not music, man. It's
this
crazy.
Is fucking verbal diarrhea right here. And people are
the kids like, man, twerking in the Fox song.
I don't know. My daughter was trying to tell me it was the new Gangnam Style. I said,
no.
This is just
crazy.
Shit.
We're not hip anymore. We're old. But are your daughters into like fucking Miley Cyrus and shit?
Yeah, they're into fucking Ingo. They're 11 and 8.
No, not that. I was saying,
they're into fucking Miley Cyrus.
Are they really?
And they're into fucking shit too.
Fucking shit up. Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus? I don't know. What song would she sing
I have no
that
idea.
They would like?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm just saying, Miley Cyrus.
They like the Fox
popular.
Song, or at least one of them does.
I mean, at least that's
is.
Clean, isn't it? There's no swearing.
I don't know. I heard it today, and it was a video, and it had the lyrics under it, so you could see.
There's
it.
A really good thing
Wichita
on YouTube you can Google,
whatever.
Where like the guys from that Vegas movie, Pacino and Morgan Freeman, and all those guys they're reading. They have an interview with a guy, and he hands them lines from certain songs, and that was one of them. So, like, I think Morgan Freeman reads that one. Mm. Like, they have him read the lyrics, and it's just fucked up. It's like, what does the fuck say? Google it. It's pretty funny. And there's like a Miley Cyrus song. There's a couple other ones. Have you seen this?
No.
It's pretty funny. So check that out.
I'm in.
Anyways, Miley Cyrus.
Move right along.
I got a daughter too. She's like turning one. I'm scared. I don't know what, you know. There's this shit out there. It's like, what the fuck is going on? Am I just old or are these people just becoming retarded?
I think it's both. I think it's a combination.
I don't know.
I don't know. Technology scares me.
It's scary. But, you know, the only thing I ask is that please don't let my children be hooked on some kind of designer drugs. Smoke weed, drink beer, do the normal shit, have fun, be cool, be open. But don't do all this crazy huffing and puffing of like, I don't know, crystal, what is it, fucking bath salts and all this nasty
that's
shit.
Yeah, bad.
Bad stuff.
It's all bad.
Don't do it.
Kill you. Moving right along.
You know what else will kill you?
What?
BBC.
Hopefully.
In the eyeball.
It's like a horse cock up the ass.
What else you got?
Next for Pelele, give him Brendan Schaub.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
That one should work out well for Schaub.
The fighter and the kid.
Yep. Shogun versus Tahuna.
Yes! I loved it. I was a big fan.
What?
That was exciting.
So do you think it was Shogun's awesome boxing skills that you're telling me about before
think,
we start? All this work he did with Freddie Roach really tightened up his boxing.
I think it did.
And it wasn't Tahuna throwing a left uppercut with his right hand on his waist just waiting
to
get a
fucking
left hook.
Well, it was definitely that, but I'm just saying Shogun looked very tight and he looked solid and he looked probably not as pudgy as I've seen him in a long time. He looked pretty...
Wait, is it because he's going to cut to 185 now?
I don't know what he's going to do, but he looked crisp. And I like to see him fired up after the win. Just fucking bananas, going crazy. And
what about the Hendo after shot he threw? So he knocks him the fuck out, and that was a brutal knockout.
Crazy.
Shit. I haven't seen someone. This is another one where he like walks into a punch, and that just happened like a week ago where someone walked into one and got fucking cracked.
He got shot in the face.
And then he hendos him on the way out.
Oh, he let up.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think if he wanted to hit him, he could have. And he saw on the way down that he was injured and out, and he just kind of hit the canvas instead.
I think he's a dirty fighter.
He let up on Machida, remember?
He's a great fighter. Yeah. I'm just
remember when the
around.
Machida fight, he had him mounted, and he was like, just like, I'm done. Whatever. So it's hard to say. I mean, in the heat of the moment, you never know if this guy's going to pop back up or what. You know, you don't want to give him
a chance. I think you just keep going. It's like a zombie double tap, right?
Maybe.
Make sure shit's out.
That was impressive, though. I'd like to see him back. I don't know what's... Do you have somebody next for him? Because I'm lost.
Well, honestly. I don't know if he's going to 185 or if he's staying at 205. And it's hard. Where do you rank the Shogun now? He's still in the top 10.
Number
probably,
one!
Probably... A little closer to the lower
top
scale
10,
since you lost
six,
to Sonnen.
7, 8. You lost to Sonnen? He did not. It's blasphemy. I don't remember.
He got guillotined.
I know.
He pulled guard on that one.
Yes, he did.
I was like, wow, that's ballsy, but
I forgot about this already.
It's okay. Shogun's a goddamn legend. Mm-hmm. But,
he's a handsome man.
He's a glorious bastard. He has a hot wife.
Does he?
Like most Brazilians. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm assuming he does. But
not Junior Dos Santos. Well, he's now divorced, but his previous wife, his estranged wife. Is that the correct word?
Sure.
Anyways,
I'm not gonna blaspheme her. But maybe if he's gonna stay at 205, maybe I don't know where Thiago Silva is ranked, but that could be a solid fight.
Calling something like,
or there's calls for a little Nog rematch.
He just got married.
Then they should throw down. I don't know if I really want to see that fight. I'd rather see him and Thiago Silva.
I like that too. I like both.
Interesting. For Tahuna, I don't know what to do. And I don't know if this was too much too soon, fighting in his home country.
That's what
but
they said.
Didn't seem like he fully respected the striking game of Shogun. Because a lot of the time his hands were down and it wasn't necessarily, if you're going to play that game, you got to have the quickness to get out of the way.
Correct.
Evade, but he was going forward playing that game.
Mm-hmm.
That's dangerous to your health.
Oh, yes.
Move forward with your hands down.
The Shogun.
It's like face down, ass up.
Mm-hmm.
Need a drink.
Okay.
Mark Hunt, Bigfoot. Go.
Greatest epic heavyweight fight ever. I will say this, that at some point in the fight, I think it was around the end of the second, I stopped giving a shit who won, who was winning, or whatever, and I was just, like, in shock of what I was watching. It was absolute. Are you out of beers?
No.
Okay. Scaring me.
See how smooth that is?
Nice.
I got him in a good position.
Okay, good.
I don't have to actually move.
It was epic. I mean, I never in a million years would have expected this to go five rounds, and these dudes
are fighting like the goddamn middleweights. Cardio, not an issue. Granted, the fifth round, a little slower, but it wasn't a painful, like, fuck, why is this a five-round fight? Like, what was the one? Give it to me. Rothwell, Evil.
Yeah. No, this was controlled aggression. Both guys knew they were tired, but they tried. They had their moments in the fifth where they went for it.
God damn. What
I had a 10-8 for Hunt
back
in the fifth.
And forth.
It was.
You have both fighters that get mount or close to mount at some point, almost finishing each other, and then on the feet, nothing but power shots back and forth.
Crazy.
And then how about the Bigfoot with all the kicks? That was pretty impressive.
I was worried about that because I thought Hunt would get KO'd with that shit, all the kicks
he's
that
he's eating Bigfoot them. He got rocked early, too.
He did. And then he rocked Bigfoot with that straight right, knocked him flat on his ass.
Yeah.
And then Bigfoot came back and had him in mount. And it was like, and there was that cut. What's up with that controversy with the cut? Did you agree that the ref stopped it?
I think it was bullshit. They shouldn't have stopped the fight at that point. I mean, it gave both fighters an opportunity to recover some stamina, but it fucked the flow up for Hunt. Hunt was clearly dominating at that point. And it's another one of these stops where the blood isn't going straight into his eyes. That's a tiny.
He's all good.
But you have to understand, a fucking forehead cut is going to bleed like a son of a bitch. And did you see how small the cut
it's
was?
Tiny.
Right.
Yeah.
Just anything on your head that gets cut
plus
is going to
Bigfoot's
squirt.
Got that bucket head. Big fucking
right.
Melon.
It's true. Shit.
And dude, I don't understand how a guy like Cain Velasquez, who people say that he has pillow fists, finishes Bigfoot, but Hunt, who throws fucking bricks, cannot. I mean, Bigfoot took a lot of shots.
Oh my God, they took big shots, like you were saying too. They're both hitting each other, and the sweat is just flying. And then there's the point too where Hunt, he broke his hand. And there's the X-rays up, or is it like in two places? So he's throwing elbows. I think I was like the fourth and fifth round. And there's that epic picture of him throwing that elbow and smashing and blood coming out. I show it to my daughter. She's like, oh, that's disgusting. I'm like, no, that's fucking
awesome.
Look at this shit.
Look at this.
This is great.
It's great. Yeah, I mean,
epic. Oh, and then I want to mention, too, there's a point where when he dropped Bigfoot, how epic was the stroll from Mark Hunt?
He thought it was over, I think.
Well, he just casually walked over to him. He's like, I guess I'll follow up with a little ground and pound now. He takes his time. That guy's a master. War. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I love it.
Slow and steady.
That's why I like this guy, man.
No, I mean, you got to say that Mark Hunt, from a guy, the story is, I mean, this is an.
I mean, he's
this
like 39.
Here's a
fuck.
Guy who was offered a buyout on his contract from Pride. Dana said, listen, man, just take the money. And Mark Hunt's like, nope, I'll fight. And he comes in and loses his first fight. Then he wins and wins and wins. This story is crazy. And if you look at him, he looks like he's not that athletic. He's not that great of a striker. He's just tough as shit. and he hangs in there and fights. He just sticks around.
Fights
and sticks
with a
around.
Ton of heart. You gotta love it.
Gotta love it. And what about his son? Did you see that post-fight interview? Kennedy's like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, I'm not talking. Like, leave me alone. I got nothing to say.
Hey, he actually said more than one word.
He did.
In the post-fight.
He was excited.
Like, hey, that was the best fight ever. What do you think about it?
Yep. One thing that ruined the whole thing for me, though, I have to say time and again.
Go.
Why does Bigfoot have to say that he has a back injury?
Is he Brazilian, Ingo?
He is, but...
It seems the typical response for a Brazilian win or loss is to acknowledge every fucking injury you've ever had. And I'm not going to say that's every Brazilian fighter, but it seems like 95, if not 99% of them say something.
Yeah. I feel like it would have been better if you just not said that.
Yeah, the crowd, everyone was on both their sides, and then they turned. And once you say I was injured, in the ring or the octagon is not the time to say that.
Yep.
I mean, if you want to say it afterwards, it's fine, but you tarnished the moment right there. You had a beautiful moment. Tarnished.
They had the most epic of heavyweight fights probably ever in the history of the UFC.
Especially for a 5-round heavyweight fight. These guys are fighting like goddamn middleweights.
Crazy. And you know what? Mm. More power to them. I don't want to see a rematch.
No. No good is going to come from a rematch. No. Do not make a rematch between these guys.
They can't make it happen again. That magic won't happen again. It just won't.
No. It's true.
So, what's next for everybody? Any ideas?
Yep.
We got
Roy Nelson for Mark Hunt, because he's still allegedly in the top 10 for some reason, Roy Nelson is.
I like
it. Those guys should just fucking stand and bang it out and see who's got the better chin. And next for the Bigfoot, I think you got to give him Junior Dos Santos.
Okay. I like it.
Because Bigfoot was number 4 going into this fight.
Correct.
And Dos Santos is number 1. He's coming off another loss to, Velasquez? So, What are you going to do?
Give him Bigfoot.
Damn right. The Bigfoot. You ready for some preview action?
I'm ready.
For the best card of the year? Unfortunately, the only fight that I really cared about is not happening now. Matt Brown versus Carlos Condit, Ingo. Why?
Yeah, this fight is plagued by injuries, it seems.
I think Brown is the 6th or 7th person.
Yeah, there's all kinds
to get pulled off.
Varner got pulled off. Gastelum got pulled off. Moraga got pulled out. I mean, there's just like the list goes on. Unfortunate. But what are you going to do? It's a free card, right? It's coming up soon, December 14th.
It's like right around the corner.
At the Sleep Train Arena in Sacramento, California.
Sleep Train?
That's what it says.
Is that like a malt whiskey of some sort? Sounds like it's like Mad Dog 2020. Boone's Farm, motherfucker.
I don't know. Originally the Arco Arena and something about some kind of song. I don't know. What the fuck? Who cares?
The Fox.
Wikipedia wants your money, by the way. Anytime you go to Wikipedia, they have this thing at the top now. It says, please donate every year. Remember? They always do that.
Are you kidding? They have to be raking in the dollar. Do they not have ads on there?
No, there's no ads, but there's always around the holidays, around like November, December time frame, they have a big thing at the top that says, please donate. We need your money to keep Wikipedia alive.
They should have like a little person ringing the bell, like the Salvation Army. So you have a little audio file, a little wave file.
Ding, ding. So I don't go to the store.
You know, so annoying.
They always make me feel guilty. It's like, or the guy's collecting money at the stoplight. It's like, why is your charity the one I want to give to? What if I already gave money to charity? Why do you make me feel guilty because I don't want to give you my $2?
And the problem is the dollar or two that you're going to give them, is that really going to make it to where it's supposed to? There's probably too much chance for theft.
Correct.
When I can just directly donate from a credit card, it goes into the system to the charity that I want to choose.
Like the Strippers Union of America.
A quality charity, one Absolutely. That everyone should donate to.
Absolutely.
Free BBC with
visit your local stripper factory.
Every $100 donation, we will match.
Okay.
I don't know what we're matching. Moving right along.
Bringing us to the only card fight that we sort of cared about, but not really.
The only fight we're talking about is this card. We got Uriah.
The California Kid.
February, he's 29-6 versus Michael.
Mayday.
McDonald, he's 16-2. Favor, 24% of his wins by KO, 55% by submission. McDonald, 56% of his wins by KO, 31% by submission. So I'm going to start and say that this was, they had some like road to the octagon or some kind of pre-fight show for this, and they dedicated like 15 minutes to each of the three fights on the main card. There's one more. Excuse me for a second. And for Faber, I don't know why they're going into like all these backstories. So for him, they touch on like his sister, the car accident that she was in,
oh, yeah,
and how much it affected him. And I don't understand how it relates to a fight game, but my wife was watching it with me, and she says, well, you're trying to, like, personalize this guy so you attach to him and you have some feeling and some emotion, mm-hmm, so you care about his fight. And, oh, I get why they're playing this then. Okay, that makes sense, but...
Pulling out the heartstrings, yeah. Matt. Man,
not the way I would have played it.
Some of us have lots of... Man, only has one.
Not the way I would have played it, but okay. And
makes
then
sense, I guess.
You go over to McDonald, and it plays on, oh, his parents had a hard time, you know, scrapping money together to get three kids that want to become professional fighters, and the dad, like, busting his ass because he couldn't, you know, live his dream out, but his sons can. And then you go on, and they talk about, they show in this little primetime or whatever special that McDonald is on a radio show, and the DJ asks him, so, are you one of these fighters, like we asked this to Ronda Rousey, are you one of these fighters that doesn't have sex before he fights?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Well, I haven't had sex in 3.5 years.
What?
My gay alarm just went off. What?
What? If he's, no.
No, I'm just kidding.
If he's gay.
I'm just kidding.
He's
going to have
more sex than anybody. I think all bets are off
when
you're
gay. I'm just
gay.
Saying, though, but fucking... what the fuck is this? And they didn't follow up to say it was a religious thing. Is his shit
broken?
They
never asked a follow-up question? Maybe he's a eunuch.
Well, they might have, but they didn't
show
it.
Did he have
his
cock removed when he was, like, 12?
I need to know these
things. Fine. I'm just saying.
Like, what's the reasoning behind it?
Doesn't make sense. No sex?
I get it. Does he have a faith ring? Or
gratification? Masturbation? I don't know.
I don't know.
You're nuts, man. Don't do it.
And then what was... The other issue is they show the Uriah Faber talking about Michael McDonald. He's, in this show, they say, or Faber says, that McDonald is a one-sided fighter. He's only a stand-up fighter. Pretty but much. Then other interviews, Uriah Faber says he's a very well-rounded fighter. So what is he then? You got to stick with one thing. You can't be saying both. I think the show, the editors, are telling him to say shit.
Maybe.
That's what it seems like. Trying to create a little controversy.
Mixing shit up?
It seems like it. So I'm going to get this, I'm going to throw this over to you and ask you, seeing how Faber's been in the sport for a long time, and he's 34, McDonald is 22, is this a passing of the torch fight?
No way.
I'm getting a little dry-throated or drink, sorry.
I say Faber destroys McDonald. He's very well-rounded. He's extremely fast. He's fighting in his hometown. He's on a multiple fight win streak.
He wears a headband.
He does. He's the California kid, Sacramento. I mean,
my daughter said he's got a butt for a chin.
He does have a butt for a chin. Him and what's her name look very similar. Liz Carmouche.
Yes.
So
brothers
or sisters.
And or sisters.
Yes. So I just don't see it. I know that McDonald's young, but Faber's got a lot of fight left in him. Guy's exciting. I like his style. He surprises me more times than not. I think he's way too well-rounded. I say he finishes shit by submission first round late. Game over.
And probably via choke.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at all of Faber's submissions. Mm-hmm. He's got 15 of them.
Rear naked choke?
My throat is so fucked up right now. 8 of them rear naked choke. 6 of them guillotine choke. 1 was submission from strikes. But the one thing I say that I never take into account is speed. Mm-hmm. I'm taking into account speed this time. And McDonald is pretty fucking fast.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay.
So he should have a speed advantage over Faber.
He better be fast. He's not spanking the
blood. Yeah. He's probably spanking it like wildfire. If you're not having sex, you're fucking beating off like he's going out of
style. Did he say no sex or no?
He said no sex. So that doesn't include your hands. Because, goddamn, if you're not beating off, you're going to be, like, wetting your sheets. Like,
something's crazy. Maybe shit just don't work. I don't know.
I don't know.
At 22, that seems unnatural, sir.
It does. You should be fucking like a champ.
Something is not right.
Because that's the best fucking you're going to...
It only goes downhill from there, sir.
Yeah. And the distance on your loads is so epic. It doesn't work like
shoot
that.
Loads everywhere.
Anyways, once you get older, it goes away. So, just saying...
The pressure.
Moving right along. But Faber, the one word I'm going to say about him is fucking durability. Because Jesus Christ, like, how many fights have you seen where he's broken his hands, his ribs, he's got his legs fucking zombified.
His cock.
Whatever. He doesn't stop, so. God damn.
It's dry. I think it's because the heat kicked on.
Yeah.
It's dry in here.
It is. I got, like, dry mouth for some reason. Right. Did you taint me?
No.
Did you spike me with a little liquid something?
I did not.
Sure feels like
just
I got
jizz.
Spiked.
I put lots of jizz in your
Then
beard.
I should be all good for the next
be looped
3 years.
Loop.
My Ovaream diet, 2014.
Horse jizz. Bull semen.
Always comes back to semen.
It does.
Always what about that with you. What's up?
I don't know.
And McDonald did have his title shot against Hannah Burrell, and he did win the first round, Ingo.
Oh, please.
I don't think Uriah Faber won any of those rounds, did he?
I don't know. I don't recall.
I don't know. I think did they even fight?
No. I don't know. Maybe. Did they fight?
I'm just kidding.
I don't remember.
Doing research. I don't.
I think they did fight. This is the problem. I'm not going to lie.
What?
I'm not that excited about this. I'll watch it because it's on free TV, but it's like, meh. Once the Matt Brown fight got scrapped, it's like, this card is fucking
well,
dead
I
to
will
me.
Tell you this. How about that Jose Aldo fight? That's where he got his leg zombified. And I like the new breed. I like in with the young, out with the old. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Think of McDonald.
You, man. Fine. By
decision.
What?
I don't think you can finish Fair.
Is it a five rounder? No.
No, because it's a cool main event, so it should be a three. And no
we
title.
Are doing a card preview that's not even covering the main event.
Why?
Because it's our show. Fuck it.
Goddamn right. I don't care about that fight.
I don't care about the
main I want to talk about fights that I care about. Yes. One I really wanted to see was Condit versus Brown.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll get that one again.
We'll get it.
So, moving right along then.
Sponsors!
Wait, Magic 8-Ball.
Balls to the walls.
And Magic 8-Ball is taking whoever is first. You're my favor.
Yes.
It brings us right into...
Sponsors! Brought to you by GoDaddy.com.
Yeah. You can get $1.99.com with code 199NUTS. You get 35% off with code 35SAVE2. And you can, this is a website builder. $1 a month for 12 months for new plans. You get a...
What?
Free domain name for the rest of 2013 with
that's
code
great.
WSB4. And on the last one, $4.com with free private registration, free 7.
That's ridiculous. Woo! We're also brought to you by DefenseSoap.com.
Short.
Where you can
put on the board.
And defense
yes.
will keep you on the mat, sir. Defense Soap, use this every day. Let me tell you,
what?
If you are living in the Midwest or in the northern states where it's fucking cold and dry because it's winter and it's
like
snowing.
My throat right now.
Correct. Maybe that this one might help. Use Defense Soap because it keeps my skin
them?
Refreshed and smooth.
Refleshed. You heard him right.
Smooth. Use code Emily
Nuts. Now, believe him
15%
later.
Off your entire order. Just buy the bar soap. It's good for you.
Don't be a bitch.
Also brought to you by tweaked.io.
At your head.
.com. I can't believe I caught that. Natural V3 earbuds. Use code Emily Nuts. 33% off. This is good shit. It's Christmas. 30% off earbuds. You know you're buying an iPhone, you're buying an iPad, you're buying whatever the fuck, you're buying a notebook, netbook, Surface. You need earphones, okay? Buy some.
Great. Done. I'll give them to you. You want them?
No. I do not.
Done.
But that's it?
No.
In, out.
Stamps.com.
Oh, about Stamps.com.
We shot a little early before on them. Now they're in full force. Use code MMA. There's a $100 offer. You get $45 in postage. You get a free digital scale. You get like a 4-week trial and
a pound of pot. Weed.
Fucking, you can weigh stuff on your scale,
you
as they
weed.
Say, but probably
I should,
not.
I should totally sign
that.
Up for that shit and get myself a scale for my cookies.
That's right. True. Mm. Or don't weigh stuff. Wink, wink. And what else? Oh, we have T-shirts. They're back in stock.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
In stock, $19.99. We got a discount.
That's right. And I even put the BBC on. You could just...
They're just regular price, $19.99.
Done.
We bought a lot of them. Big deal, $10 cheaper.
Make it happen.
Buy them now.
And how do you support us? And if you don't want to buy a T-shirt, get $1.99.com. That's the best way you could support us. Is
go
by
fuck yourself.
Using our sponsors. Or just go fuck yourself. Literally.
Yes.
And figure it.
You don't want to support us? Go fuck
bend
yourself.
Bend your cock or your... Fucking nine.
Stick your cock in your asshole.
Right. repeatedly.
And go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blow fuck yourself. In your
let's
own
just,
ass.
Let's sit here for 5 minutes and just say, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Okay, great.
All right.
Moving right along.
Yes,
duh nuts.
No.
We should say duh nuts. Like donuts.
Da, da, da.
Ass donuts. Donald C. Rusk. Hey, question for you guys. Maybe you can bring up next week's show. Done. Do you think it's fair for Nick Newell to be fighting with his arm? It's a bone hook. It works great for throws and chokes. Can't seem to be defended against once it's locked in. What do you think?
Does he throw punches with that thing?
Throws
elbows?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him fight. I'm not going to lie. I've seen pictures and, like, highlights.
And the highlight from this fight was he locked up a guillotine, and then he got his...
his nub?
Yeah, like, hooked the arm of the guillotine. So you can't necessarily peel a finger off, you know?
Ah, because it's not long enough.
So you're kind of fucked.
You're kind of
and
fucked.
My contention with this was always, like, say you had him mounted, and you tend to go one way for your arm bar. Because, like, if I'm going to rear naked choke someone, I would always go, my right arm is rear naked choking you. I don't like to go left arm. So I'm saying if you were going to go to the armbar side or you're going to go to the key lock side, which you always go to, you're at a disadvantage to submit him because there's an arm there. Or even an arm triangle.
True.
Or a triangle choke might work. I would say a triangle choke will work.
It'll work.
Arm triangle might, but you're still, he could get out easier in any of these positions. So I understand it's a disadvantage to the guy in certain aspects, but it's an advantage also. So
correct.
The question of do I think it's fair? I don't think it's fair. And I might be in the minority, but that's me. I don't think he should be able to fight.
I think it's weird that he...
I mean, there's a standpoint, like, I get that you want to fight, but... At the end of the day, I don't think it's fair.
Yeah, I don't
from
know.
From a submission
it's weird.
And
I think
standpoint.
The things have to be equal.
Right.
And that is not an equal playing field. Whether it's an advantage or a disadvantage, I don't think it matters. But at the same time, I don't know. I guess, is he UFC bound? Maybe.
Well, he's working his way. He's on a fucking pretty
like
solid
19,000 fight win streak.
Right. I mean, I don't want to stop people from living their dreams, but it sounds a little unfair if I want to sub him on the way I want to sub him. Moving right on. Mm-hmm. David Mixter, would you find Junior Dos Santos versus Bigfoot interesting and who would win?
Yes. You just mentioned this.
Yep.
I don't know who would win, but it'd be interesting.
Santa Claus. Matthew Whitehurst, thoughts on Cormier versus Evans?
Not interested.
Ryan Smith, some new fights announced this week. McDonald versus Maya, Rashad versus DC, Jones versus Glover, Jake Shields versus Hector Lombard, and possibly Condor... Here we go. Condit versus Lawler. Which of those are you most excited for?
The last one.
Damn right. Anything with Condit, anything with Lawler.
I like it.
And then Ryan's follow-up. Good news on Kat Zagano. She has been cleared to start training and hopes for an April return. Which interests you more, Kat versus Tate 2 or Kat versus Ronda?
Well, I think it's going to be Kat versus Tate because Ronda's going to destroy Misha Tate on December 28th. That rhymes.
I agree with
that. That rhymes too.
You're like yes. Busta Rhymes or Hyman. Dina Turk. Should Pat Barry move down to light heavyweight? He seems too small for the big boys.
No, I don't think he can make 205. He's a big guy, man.
Glory kickboxing.
I like that idea better.
Isaac Yeo. What are your guys' thoughts on having two separate heavyweight divisions? Heavyweight equals Pat Barry, Kane, etc. Super heavyweight, Bigfoot, Alistar, etc. Yes.
I'm all for it.
We need a little bit of separation. Justin Dr. Bound Carter, and who has the more monstrous ground and pound from Mount, Kane or Bigfoot?
Hard to say because, you know.
Both can be lethal.
Yes.
I think Kane is just going to overwhelm you with, it's almost like volume.
Yep.
Not so much the power.
Bigfoot
and the Bigfoot is
all
but just power. It's like
coming down.
Pelele with the power.
Craziness.
And Justin Dr. Bound Carter, follow up. How would Hunt do in Glory? And let's do with that.
Not so well, I don't think.
You don't think?
No.
I think he'd hang. He'd hang.
I don't know. You
a
think
little
so?
Bit. At 39? Yeah, what the fuck, why not? Krokov,
okay.
Go on in.
It's happening, isn't it?
I
know.
I don't. He signed with someone. Was it K1 or
Glory?
Glory?
I think it was Glory.
One of the two.
Yeah.
Might have been Glory.
Yeah.
And how would Bigfoot do in against Overeem in a rematch?
I would be interested to see that maybe, but I think Bigfoot still wins. He looks like he's...
Man, he's tough, smart. And also, since you two love big black hawks, why don't you have one on your wall?
Good point. I don't know.
Don.
It would be daunting.
I'm going to
have one dangling from the monitor.
Yeah, and then I can hit it and it'll slap you.
Stick it in my ear.
Hit you in the face, you know, like normal.
Okay. Like normal. I'm used to big black cocks
hitting, hitting you in the face. Balls deep, baby. Balls
just another
deep.
Day at the office.
Just sucking cock. That's what I do for a living.
That's correct.
Thanks, James Brown, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Mm. Is that all of it?
No, just one more. We'll go into a slide. Hopefully, it'll be there. Another Rodrigo Machado, another Mary Fuck Kill. He says, this is a tough one. We got... Ooh. Keira Knightley from Pirates of the Caribbean. Natalie Portman from Thor and or Star Wars.
Yes.
Scarlett Johansson from Avengers.
Mary fuck kill. Wow. You go first. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Well, I got a problem because these chicks are on the skinny side. So I'm going to kill...
Not Scarlett Johansson.
Well, just wait. I'm going to kill the skinniest one with her. Who's that? Portman?
Portman.
Done, dead, and then I'm gonna fuck her, but I might want to kill her too because she's so skinny. I'll at least fuck her till her nose bleeds. That was a good song once. And then I'll marry this one because she's juicy.
Okay,
you gotta have meat on the bone, or else you could play around with them and just try to fatten them up,
yeah.
Feed them like Baconators and shit.
Well, she seems cunty, so I'm going to say I'm going to kill her.
Okay.
I definitely want to fuck her, and I'd probably marry her.
Oh, she's got no breasts.
It doesn't matter. She seems cool. I don't know. She's seen her in some movies. She seems like a well-rounded chick.
She's not well-rounded. She's but beanpole.
She can eat, though. It'd be all good.
You're going to fatten her up?
But Scarlett just seems like that's a lot of work. I don't know. Well, I think that's a one and done. I really do.
I haven't heard any of them talk. I don't need to.
Yeah, she seems intelligent. This one and done, I think. And this one...
So you're saying she's like a Ronda Rousey kind of...
Probably.
Like the body is there, but the personality is...
She might be stuck
shit.
On herself, yeah. I think she seems cool. I'll go with that.
All right, we'll agree to disagree.
That's fine.
I've heard none of their talk. Next week, Rodrigo, here's a challenge for you. We need thicker women. You know what I say? Thick.
Oh, yeah, here he goes.
You like, do your damage.
I think
you're from Brazil, too, by the way. So, come on, man. We like them thick. Any knowledge? We're moving right along.
Knowledge-wise?
I don't think I have anything going on.
It's weird because it's like that time of year where all the shows have stopped. I'm not really watching anything. I'm playing a lot of Xbox. Are you liking your Xbox?
I like the gay. I like the Battlefield 4.
He likes the gays.
I like the gays. So I can't lie. Lies.
Okay.
But I don't like the main screen where everything moves around. Like in the past, everything is in a locked position.
Yeah.
And the home screen just changes on the whim of whatever you've checked. It's settings is here, now settings is here. Games is here, now games is there. Give me the ability to... either lock shit in a place or go fuck yourself.
Pin it to home and go left. That's all I can tell you.
And then auto sign me in. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's a problem. I was looking
for
that setting. I can't figure it out.
It's not there. Mm. And then how about the 10,000 privacy questions when you set this fucker up?
Oh, yeah.
Or try to set up a kid on there.
I got my son on there, and it's like now I go to like Amazon streaming, and I'm like, fucking everything's locked. Why is that? You got to sign them out in order to be able to see shit because it's weird. Cause it like?
Oh, yeah. I think when we were playing, he was signed in too. So, like, who's this other person in our party?
Oh, was he signed in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, fuck him. I don't care. Whatever. Fuck it.
But he wasn't actually there. He was sleeping. So, it's a little weird. I think the dashboard will get a major update hopefully in January.
Hopefully. Toot sweet.
So, they have some work to do on that. But I'm really liking the console, I think it's pretty solid. Happy with the graphics. It's fun.
Oh, my God. The fucking controller eats the batteries. I already went through a set of batteries.
You got to buy that Nyko thing I bought.
I don't know. I like shredding batteries. So.
Yeah. $20, man. So when you're done, you put it on the charging console, and you pick it up next. It's fully charged.
Well, I don't like it because we bought one for the Nintendo, the Wii. That thing is for shit. Like, it never, they never get a full charge. Oh. So we're always ripping those things out and throwing batteries in. So.
Interesting.
I gave up on that scenario. I said, fuck it. I'd rather just shred batteries. I've got so many AA batteries up in this motherfucker. Got a box down here of 48, so I can just
Sam's
go.
Club.
Boom, boom.
You're whipping
I don't play games.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's that. Done and done, Ingo. Shut it down.
That's been this week's edition of Everybody Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith.
See you guys next time.
Thanks for playing.